Where do we hide love? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Where do we hide love? Many people have asked that question because they don't feel they're getting enough love in their life. They wonder, where has love been hidden from me? I would like to be loved by the whole world. I would like to be loved by every man, woman, and child on the earth. I'd love to be loved by God, be loved by the world in every possible way. I'd love to be loved. Well, we wonder, where has all this love been hidden? Yeah. If we stop and think about it, if you want to have a friend, you have to be a friend. If you want to have happiness in your life, you have to be happiness. If you want to have joy in your experience, you have to be joy. So, I guess, if you want love, you have to be love. You have to sort of dig down into your own inner being and let that love that's deep down in each one of us, and not really so deep, but it's in each one of us, and have that love shine forth, have that love radiate out, have that love express itself. Now, if you want to be a friend, and you'll have friends, but if you don't want to be a friend, you won't have friends. To have friends, you have to be a friend. All right? To have love, you have to love. Where do we start loving? Where do we start getting that wonderful aspect of love to shine forth in our life? Where do we get it from? How do we bring that forth in our being? Well, it's difficult to love others if you don't love yourself. It's difficult to find love out in the world if you are not love that is looking for love. And of course, once you are love, you will find it everywhere. Once you are every beautiful thing, you find it everywhere. So, now, how do we begin to share love and be love? Well, I like to share the idea of unconditional love as a very positive, wonderful thing. And with unconditional love, we just go out into the world and we love everything we see. We love every flower, every blade of grass, every tree, every bush. We love the clouds, we love the sky. We love the lake, we love the fly. We love everything that we see. Everything, yes. You love even something that before had not been attractive to you. For instance, a snake. Snakes are an anathema to many people, but when you start loving a snake, you're really loving yourself. When you start being love, you're loving yourself. You see, as we begin to give out love, then love begins to come back to us. But we don't give out love because we want love. We give out love because we are love. And when we love without any condition, not expecting anything back, not expecting anything in any way, just love, love, love. When we love like that, then magic takes place in our life and wonderful things result in our life. You and I can each experience this in wonderful, positive ways if we wish. We can each come forth in this in our life in such magical ways that it's almost unbelievable. We can just have a happy smile in our heart when we look at a little child. We can have a happy smile in our heart when we look at others sharing love. We can have a happy smile in our heart when we look at anything in life and we see how wonderful it is. Yes, that's the way the game goes. That's the way life is. When I give out love, it comes back to me abundantly. When I give out love, I live in the consciousness of love. When I give out love, I have taken the first step to be unconditional love. I'm not loving because I want something. I'm not loving because something is lovable. I'm loving because I am love. And since I am love, everything I look upon is love. How do I get love in life? Well, I give it out. And when I give it out, I live in such a consciousness of love, such a joy of love, such a feeling of a fulfillment of love, that I don't know that anything other than that exists. All I know is that all is love, all is joy, all is peace, all is harmony, all is the fulfillment of every possible thing that could ever make my life a joyful experience. Love makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round. La da da da, la da da. Love makes the world go round. Does love make the world go round for you? If it is, then that means you are a loving person. Is love a very dynamic and vital part of your life? Then that means you're loving. You are loving the world, and you are loving yourself, and you are loving everything that exists. And you're a very happy being. For love is right within each one of us. Love exists within each one of us. And love is there to be used or ignored. If we use it, it manifests beautifully and bountifully. If we don't use it, it just lies dormant, waiting until we're ready to use it. As it is with any good thing, it just lies dormant within us, waiting for us to call it forth by recognizing that it is there. We call forth the love in us because we recognize it is there. We call forth the abundance in us because we recognize it is there. We call forth all good in us because we recognize it is there. Yes, love makes the world go round, and it's a wonderful thing too. I see you, pure love, because I've just created you in my world as pure love. And everything that I see, everything that I think about, everything that I place in my consciousness, I empower it to be the most wonderful, magnificent, most beautiful love that could ever exist. Have a lovely day, my beloveds. I love you. I love you. I love you.